Today is the day. With great anticipation, I am excited to finally announce and share with you the debut of my first book, Teaching from the Heart, Lessons on Developing Character, Confidence, and Leadership as a Yoga Teacher. What a labor of love this has been, and I can't wait for you to turn the pages, fold the corners, highlight the text, and explore the collection of 24 thoughtfully curated lessons that I have inside those pages. These lessons comprise over 2 decades worth of valuable insight from my teaching experiences that I want to share with you, along with tangible techniques and reflective exercises that you'll find at the end of each lesson to help and support you as you grow and develop into an amazing yoga teacher. Welcome to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast, the podcast for yoga teachers to learn tips, techniques, and teaching approaches in order to build confidence and success teaching yoga. I am your host, Sandy Raper, and on this podcast, I am going to share with you my strategies and approach to teaching, along with stories from many teaching experiences that have supported me within a thriving teaching career for over 2 decades. As anticipation and excitement has been building for quite some time now, I can say that the experience of releasing a book into the world has been quite surreal. The entire book writing process has been yet one more adventure that I have taken into the unknown, and I've come out on the other side of this journey having learned and grown exponentially. I speak to this often on the podcast, and I have experienced it many times over within the various seasons and circumstances in my life. And choosing to be new at something requires a lot of effort. It requires grace, and I'll add to this, it requires a willingness to seek out help and support from others, to trust the process and see it through to completion. Trusting the process has shown up a lot for me in my life, and it's a concept and mindset that I highlight over and over for teacher trainees that I lead and mentor. The concept of trusting the process is universal, and it can be applied to any new endeavor that we pursue in life. In today's episode, I thought I would share with you a few moments and glimpses into how today came to be, how the birth of my book baby, as my dear friend Mary Richards so lovingly calls it, how it actually transpired and how it made its way from the mental confines of my mind onto pages in a written format that now is available for everyone to read. I was asked recently how long I had been working on the book. And when I think back to the time frame that it took for me to begin the publishing process, then it seems relatively short because it's been right at a year now. But when I stopped and paused a few more moments to consider this inquiry further, it became evident that I have been writing this book for many years now, decades even. I knew when I decided to collect the various teaching and life experiences that I have had over 20 plus years now teaching yoga, that I wanted to organize them into a resource that supports others, that supports you with not only my shared experiences, but tangible and applicable lessons that were relevant so that those who read my book could apply and experience for themselves all that I have shared in those pages. I wanted the lessons to be relatable, and relevance is huge for me because when things are relevant in our life, I don't know about you, but I tend to stick to it a little longer, and I'm a huge advocate for creating longevity and sustainability in this work and this life practice of yoga. I came to realize that the experiences that I have had teaching yoga were valuable and they needed to be shared. When I was contemplating compiling my experiences, my dear friend and mentor, Judith Hansen Lassiter, spent time discussing the book writing process with me. I can clearly remember Judith sharing with me over a phone call one day that if I had something within me to share, then I needed to get it out and I needed to share it with others. And since that conversation, whether it's a book you're writing or whatever it may be, I truly feel like each of us, we all have a story within us, and it's worth sharing with others. I also reached out to many other friends who are authors, including yoga scholar and teacher Stephanie Spence. I sought guidance on the book writing and publishing process, which is quite a process, from those who had walked the path before me. You see, if you desire to grow and trust the process, as I've already mentioned, then you'll soon find that it's not about doing this on your own. It's about connecting with others and finding the support and clarity from the wisdom and experiences of others that will carry you through the process. Both Judith Lassiter and Stephanie Spence have become very influential teachers and women in my life. They have shared much wisdom with me, and I'm grateful for their time in imparting and handing down such a priceless gift to me. In addition, you will find their graciousness represented within their words of admiration and endorsement of teaching from the heart. I was introduced to Judith Hansen Lassiter back when I trained with Rolf Gates in my 200-hour yoga teacher training. And in particular, her book, Living Your Yoga, has become a go-to resource for me, and an applicable, a relatable resource that infuses into the modern interpretation of the yoga practice and how to apply all the facets, all the limbs of the practice into everyday living. It's been so influential that it's a resource, a go-to must read, a required reading for the teacher training programs that I lead. And it's been an honor to get to know Judith and to have her several times on this podcast and to share conversation and develop this relationship with her. And I'm honored for her to be a part of Teaching from the Heart. And then Stephanie Spence, who I haven't known as long or haven't interacted as long with, but somehow through the realm of social media, I met Stephanie and I saw her work. I saw her heart of service and connection. She is a scholar and she has a beautiful story to tell and a showcase of stories to tell and her wisdom teachings in her book. And I sought out and developed a relationship because I wanted to connect and know more about Stephanie. And since then, Stephanie has been a support in this process, in this book writing process, and someone that I reached out to. Both Judith Hansen Lassiter and Stephanie Spence have become influential women in my life. They have shared much wisdom with me, and I am grateful for their time in imparting and handing down such a gift, a priceless gift to me. And in addition, you will find their graciousness represented within their words of admiration and endorsement of my new book and within the pages of Teaching from the Heart. I also want to acknowledge another influential woman and teacher in my life, Tiffany Cruikshank, who graciously gifted her endorsement as well for Teaching from the Heart. I met Tiffany back in 2017 as I ventured off to Florida to spend a week in yoga training that was all about the shoulders. Yes, a full week of training revolving around how influential the shoulder joint is within our asana practice. And this was a time before yoga medicine, before she had founded and created yoga medicine. At that particular season in my life, I had already completed my 300-hour yoga teacher training with Rolf Gates. But after this week of study with Tiffany, I was hooked. And I knew that my passion for learning was being led to the path of study under her guidance, and ultimately the culmination and completion of yet another 300-hour certification, along with receiving the designation as a yoga medicine therapeutic specialist. I am grateful for Tiffany and the yoga medicine community, whose visionary leadership aligns with service and connection for others, partnering and adjunct with healthcare and other practices to support individuals with the yoga practice. My growth and development as a teacher continues to evolve, and I am continually inspired to learn and unlearn along the way, to step in front of those that I lead and guide them confidently, effectively, and skillfully within the practice of yoga. You will find episodes with all of these brilliant and inspiring women on the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training podcast. There is such depth and wisdom within each conversation that we have had, and I know they will uplift you as much as they have me. I also want to share that when Teaching from the Heart was emerging from me and I was coming to the decision to publish this book, I knew that there was a very influential teacher, an individual in my life that really set and laid some strong foundation for my teaching methodology, and in particular, the component of service. And that's Rolf Gates. And Rolf has been on the podcast as well, and Rolf and I have shared wonderful conversations on the podcast and off of the podcast in the lengthy and extensive amount of time that I shared and spent with him in training through 200 hours and the 300-hour teacher training program that he offers. And I knew when I was going to write Teaching from the Heart, I knew that I desired for Rolf to be a part of it, and in particular, to write the foreword for the book. And I'm honored that he contributed in this way. Lastly, when I reflect upon the debut of my first book today, did you notice I use the word first? Yes, I do already have a Google Doc or two started for potentially two more books, but for now, I will relish and linger in this moment, this sweet moment. Teaching from the Heart is certainly full of lessons on teaching yoga and how to develop and grow as a teacher. However, to become the teacher you desire to be, you'll first want and need to dedicate yourself to remaining a student with consistency. I'll add, the lessons found within Teaching from the Heart are not only for teachers, but they are applicable for all, because yoga practice is a life practice. And for all who seek to grow and develop as students of the practice of yoga, this book is for you. Such as the practice of yoga is a life practice, the lessons found within Teaching from the Heart are lessons that everyone can apply to life and the various circumstances that arise. So if you're listening and you aren't a yoga teacher yet, then Teaching from the Heart is for you too. I believe there are many nuggets, gems found within the pages of Teaching from the Heart that everyone can apply and grow within their character, their confidence, and leadership. We are all teachers. We are teaching someone through every interaction, every relationship, every word and conversation that we have. As I wrap up today's very special episode, I'm reminded once again of the importance of celebrations in life, the big events and the small ones. My mom instilled in me the importance of celebration. And as I reflect upon the catalyst that launched me into the space of my first yoga class, my mom's death, I am reminded of the impact that my mom had on my life. And from the grief that I moved through as I stepped onto the yoga mat and the growth that I have experienced since that first day, my book, Teaching from the Heart, began a long time ago for me. Well, before I even ventured into becoming a yoga teacher. Tomorrow, I will celebrate my birthday. And my mom, Iris, always made a big deal about special occasions and in particular birthdays. As I pause and I reflect upon the powerful influence and impact that my mom had on my life, and the spirit of connection that she infused within me as I watched how she interacted with life and others, I pause in immense gratitude. I take a deep breath in and a long breath out. From the season of the heaviness of the grief, I recognize and embrace all that has grown, emerged, and now been birthed since her passing. And I sense a lightness within, and my heart is full. Thank you for being a part of my story. Thank you for listening to the story that has led me to this day, a day of celebration. Now, I want to invite you to join me in the celebration. In the coming weeks, there is going to be a rollout of special guest episodes kicking off next week with my dear friend, Mary Richards, who will join me again on the podcast. Be sure to click the follow button so you'll be alerted of the special episode releases. Before you go, Teaching from the Heart has officially released. Yay! And I can't wait for you to meet me within the pages. You'll find a link in the show notes to order your copy of Teaching from the Heart today. I desire that my words that you find on the pages inside of Teaching from the Heart will inspire, encourage, and equip you in service as a student of the yoga practice and as a yoga teacher, leading and equipping others in this most worthy endeavor. In closing, I pause and I honor all of the teachers who have come before me, the teachers and the mentors who have personally impacted my practice and teaching career, all of the yoga teachers, all of you out there listening and out there doing this work of service and connection, and all of the students who have trusted me as I've sought to guide and lead them toward better understanding how a yoga class might support them as they navigate the vast terrain of life and its experiences. From my heart to yours, until next time. Until we meet again, thank you. Thank you for joining me today, and I wish you well along life's journey, and I'll look forward to spending time with you in the next episode.